Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Why, it's Lonnie, the theater lady, on Berg Vivant.
Yes, it is indeed. Well, very astute of you to notice.
How can I help it? Look at you.
Whoa!
Oh, I know. Ow. Well, so you've been busy seeing some things around town.
Yes, I have.
It's a busy holiday theater season. So what have you got for us today?
Well, what I have for you today is the current production at the Carnegie Stage at the Off the Wall Theater in Carnegie called Lungs.
Lungs! All right. Let's take that in for a moment.
Definitely.
I mean, literally. I mean, let's go. Let's keep it moving.
This is written by a British playwright, Duncan Macmillan, and he wrote this play very recently when he was only 30 years old.
Cool.
And I think it's kind of interesting. He wrote it, he got the idea for it, and he got up one morning and started to write first thing in the morning and finished about midnight. Is that crazy?
There are so many things in life that I wish I could handle in that manner.
Yeah, just boom.
Yeah.
Get it done. Get it done. Well, this show is the story of a couple, and it kind of follows them from their early youth until they're very old. And it follows the decisions that they have to make, very big, important decisions that we all make throughout our lives, whether or not to marry, whether or not to have children. They're a very educated, middle-class, intelligent, thoughtful couple, and they worry about the impact of global warming. If they have a child, it's going to increase their carbon footprint.
Oh, wow.
Just some really very, very heavy, heavy decisions. But it's done in a humorous and sometimes playful way. So even though it's really, really tough things they're talking about, it's fun.
Now see, just because of my circumstances in life, these are the conversations I have with myself. You know, like mustard or mayo, I don't know.
Well, is that
worthy of a play? Could that work, do you think?
No,
how would you review that?
Those aren't big decisions.
I found this play to be very self-indulgent, and I'd be sitting there like, how dare you?
No.
Not quite as good.
No, not like that. But I have to say, it was interesting because it's a very minimalist set.
Uh-huh.
It's almost just like a platform on the stage.
But you know what, really, Lonnie?
Platform.
Such is life, huh? Isn't life really just a grassy platform?
Sometimes.
The rest is up to us.
And it was. It was totally up to the actors and the director to guide us through this. And Sarah Silk is the female lead, and Alex Silverblatt is the male lead. And the director, Spencer Whale, kept this thing going so fast, at such a fast pace. We were actually looking into, not seeing, but hearing what each of the characters were thinking, what they were thinking, uncensored, raw, intense, as they thought it came out of their mouths, and how they related to each other.
See, I get in trouble for that, but I'm glad it worked in this.
Me too.
Oh, I know you do.
I really do. Yeah. We won't talk about that.
Well, hopefully, maybe this play changed your life for the better. We'll see.
That would be great if it did.
Yeah.
I always am looking to make improvements, that's for sure. This, though, what I really enjoyed about it was that I cared so much about both the characters. Mm. Sarah Silk's portrayal of this intelligent, thoughtful woman who cared so much about being a good person. It was so important for her mm-hmm. and for her male lead, Alec, to be good people. And I cared so much about both of them. And they acted it so sympathetically and it's so real that I really cared what happened to them. I was in the audience just pulling for them wow. every step of the way. And they deserved it because they were wonderful. And then I think, oh, gee, those were wonderful actors, but I was, like, engrossed in pulling for the characters, oh, you know, because they were just... And I'm trying to think, oh, something that the director did that I thought was wonderful. Number one, he kept the rhythm going. He really kept it going. Because a two-person play, no intermission, around 90 minutes, has a tendency to perhaps get cumbersome.
You better have something going on up
there. Yeah, he kept the rhythm, boom, boom, boom. And he used this, it was written into the show, but the technique that he used, a fast-forward kind of a technique. So we saw these actors, and there'd be, each time they changed venues or time, mm-hmm. there'd be a different technique used. It might have been minutes later, hours later, weeks later, years later. However, it was always clear about the time and what time had passed. Which I thought was a real coup de grace, if that's even a word. What's a,
well,
a real coup?
That's a real couple of words in another language.
Yeah, it was a real coup. So I would say, for me, this was, or this is, a thoughtful and thought-provoking piece. And it's a showcase for two talented actors and a fine director.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.